Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awfully healthy, pretty darn sexy people. Hi, everybody. It's Sunday. Yippee, yippity doo dah. I've got some good stuff for you today. Some really good stuff, I think. Yeah, so let's hop in. It's a beautiful day out here. I don't know about y'all back east, but it's cold, but it's beautiful and sunny right now at 9 o'clock. All right, so the latest is, guys, it's just time to poop or get off the pot. You know, and the channel explained it really clearly. If you don't buy the concept, if you don't accept and live the concept that you are the God of you, then why would energy follow your direction? It's like, you know, on a set, the executive producer is in charge, and then it kind of trickles down from there. But if the executive producer doesn't take his responsibility to organize and direct and tell everybody how to carry out what he wants, the show suffers everywhere. All energy responds the same way. You have to accept your power. You must then direct the energy exactly to where you want it. So, the highest expression of self-love is I am the God of me. Now, a lot of people don't want to buy into that because they have had the experience that no matter what I do, it doesn't work. Well, past, that's true because most of us have not accepted our own creative power. And then they took me to Core Belief 16, where it's all about the masculine and feminine being in balance. We don't have full power of either our masculine or our feminine if I am God is not in place. That's what brings about the balance, that which is a new piece of information that I was not privy to before. If we're not claiming I am God and I am the God of me, it shuts down all the possibilities, guys, because you're not accepting the grandeur and the breadth of what's possible for you to create. So I'm going to take you through a way to do the breathing exercise. So everybody put everything down. Let's just take a couple of deep breaths. Go to your love place. Drop down into your heart and open your heart and go to your love place. Just really feel that love for a minute. Now take a deep breath, really deep breath. Smile as you exhale. Say to yourself, I am the God of me who creates health now. Connect with your love place. Take another deep breath. Smile as you exhale. I am the God of me who creates lots of money right now. Another deep breath. Smile. I am the God of me who creates success everywhere in my life. Another deep breath. Smile. I am the God of me who creates divine right relationships everywhere in my life right now. Another deep breath. Smile. I am the God of me who creates health and wellness right now. Deep breath. Smile. I am the God of me who creates lots of money right now. Deep breath. Smile. I am the God of me who creates success everywhere in my life right now. Deep breath. I am the God of me who creates divine right relationships right now. And so it is. Okay. Do that 10 minutes a day. You will revel in how good it feels. And again, it brings everything into alignment. It tells your brain, I'm already creating this right now. I'm smiling and it feels good. It's connected to my love place and that feels good. Okay? 10 minutes a day to change your life. Let's say the statement, please, that the channel is begging us all to say every day. I am creating love, integrity, truthfulness, dignity, and power through divine love for all energy in all dimensions. I command all energy to define itself as these attributes, and so it is. All right, guys, our next webinar is on channeling on February 23rd. We're going to talk anything and everything. I've recorded a really nice on-camera presentation so that you can actually see how I use the pendulum. So I hope you'll join us. We're also going to talk in there about how to take channeling into a business. If any of you are interested in doing that, how to start creating that. But most of all, how to get the highest information, the highest knowing, and mostly the highest understanding. That's the big part. Okay, and I want to invite you all to tune in to watch 911 on Fox Monday night. It's my first episode, and the following Monday is the next one. So I hope you enjoy it. I think I've done some really nice emotional work, although let me warn you, she ain't the nicest lady on the planet, only because she's going through pain herself, which you will understand after doing this work. Two worlds collide. All right, I'm going, yes, I can go to the callers. Please have your questions ready. Miss Emily in California, you're on.
Hi, T.
Hi, babe.
I
Okay, so get close to your phone because you're going in and out.
Okay, can you hear me better?
I can, thank you.
Okay, great. I'm so excited about this channeling webinar.
Me too.
And so the first thing I want to share is an acknowledgement, a testimonial, a thank you, because over the years that I've been, have known you and worked with you and been listening and doing this work, my channeling has been slowly and gradually getting clearer and more powerful. And this week I had two experiences that have just absolutely blown my mind out of the water, where I received just very clear, detailed, complete information and was able to have someone have an extraordinary healing.
Isn't it awesome?
Oh my God, Dee,
yeah.
It's amazing.
It's awesome when you can be part of the catalyst to help another person's life expand. There's nothing better. Well, maybe being a mom in my world. But that's awesome, Emily. Good for you.
Yeah, yeah. And then my question is just, I am so excited about this business that I'm starting, and everything is in place. And I just want to know if there's anything else to bring into alignment around that.
One thing they said, hold on, sheets, book, give me a song.
Happy birthday.
Okay. So it's what they're kind of bringing in the zero point. Okay.
Okay.
It's a brand new birthday. Everything's new. Don't limit anything from the past. Nothing. There are no limitations unless you put limitations on this.
Okay.
You understand?
Perfect. I do.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Everything is ahead of you. It's the first day of the rest of your life, blah, 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 all those things we've heard. They really want you to implement now and just go, hey, maybe I just got born into a new universe. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Awesome. And we should say that about every single solitary creation that we go into, guys. Okay. Thanks, Emily. What a great start. Yeah. Whatever you're trying to create, it's a new world. It's a new day. So just be open to all the amazing possibilities. Laura in Atlanta, you be on. What's up?
Oh, yay. Well, first I want to thank you. I had listened to a previous call, and you had mentioned going to an osteopath, and I found a fabulous one here in Georgia, and it's really helped me. So thank you for that.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, I'm a big believer in good osteopaths, and oftentimes they recommend to me to have people see them.
Yeah.
So goody. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So, yeah, my question is about kind of a reset. And I loved the breathing exercise and the money thing. My business was going very well in 2017, 18, and 19. Of course, last year was So I know I can do it. I am in a program.
Well, I get a no on that. Sorry, I have to interrupt you, because when you say you know you can do it, I get a no, and that's what you have to get back into alignment. See, guys, you cannot use the pandemic as a reason for not creating. Yeah, so
right.
If there was no pandemic, just play with me for a minute,
okay,
Laura. If there was no pandemic, why would your business have fallen off last year?
Yeah, I am wanting to reignite my passion. I think I've got the right mechanics. I'm in a group that's helping me do that.
I get a yes on that.
Okay, good.
And all the action that you take, if you are not in alignment with the fun and the passion and knowing, again, this is the first day of the rest of your life. If you drag in last year and the pandemic and all that, you will not be creating from the most powerful place you can create from.
Yeah. No, I do get that. And
I
normally really attract money. I think it's what you were talking about around
well, why don't we just
being
ask.
Heard or being seen. Okay. Well, how...
Well, let's just ask why okay. What does Laura have to get into alignment to attract more money?
Perfect. Okay.
Look, right. Give me a song.
You are the sunshine of my life.
Yeah, see, it's just going back to joy and love, and right now, they're showing me Phoenix rising from the ashes.
Okay.
You know that's
like that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
But that's not where they want you to go. They want a rebirth from a place of joy and love, not ashes. So in other words, nothing has to crash and burn for you to create what you want.
Right.
Nothing, okay? Yeah.
Okay.
It's a really fine line, guys, but a really, really important one, that you don't create from trying to fix something else.
Yeah, that's good. So just really recreate my business the way I want it.
Create it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all new, baby. It's all, I mean, we've got a theme going already here between you and Emily.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, baby. You bet. Boy, that's a great lesson for all of us. Thank you very much. Beth in Chattanooga, you're on.
Hey, Dee.
Hi, babe.
I had a great week, and it had to do with business, too, where everything just seemed to flow, and I got so excited, and then all of a sudden, I got sad around the fact that it felt too easy, and I don't know what that's about. I don't want it to slow me down, but it took a little of the wind out of my sails. I'm like, why do I feel sad about it?
Well, because we've learned that the high is in the struggle. The high is, you know, the endorphins come right before the payoff, not the payoff itself. So when we get the payoff, the endorphins fall off. And that's all that's going on. So, you know, whatever you're creating, look to the next thing to create and you'll get excited all over again.
Okay, so I don't have to worry about like some subconscious belief or anything.
Well, I wouldn't worry about anything because that's the biggest way to push everything away from you. What you want, just state what you want. Get up every day and say, today, my life is easy, and that makes me happy.
Okay, thank you.
You know, direct what you want, Beth. Did you understand what I just gave you? It's so simple, guys.
Instead of thinking about the worry, just direct the positive.
Yes, baby, because the worry will bring you what you don't want. Because it focuses your brain on what you don't want. So there's a moment where you realize, oh my God, I feel sad because my life's going so well. Well, that's not what I want. What do I want? Well, I want to feel happy. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's how I'm going to direct my energy.
I get it.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
You bet, baby. Little by little, we are getting it all clear in our bean brains. Jennifer in Indianapolis, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
Hi. Okay, so I've been listening to everyone. Of course, my questions get answered. I knew if I would just listen today, Where did you get the answer? Is there, so maybe just a quick question. Does the channel see anything that I'm out of alignment with as far as my work?
Yes. What's the part of you that doesn't really want to be there?
That is a great question. I have been asking that myself. I have this tendency to not, you know, I have all the pieces in place, but then I don't engage. Does that make sense?
Okay, so what do you want?
I want to...
Just use your own words. That you just
said. I want this new
Jennifer, you said don't engage. What do you want?
Right. But I want to engage.
There you go. You see how simple.
Yeah.
You guys, try to get into your monkey minds and figure this out. I don't want this. So I do want this. And now I'm creating this. So right now, you are defining yourself as a person who doesn't engage.
Okay.
You have to change that definition of you. Today, I am a person who engages in everybody and all energy that I want to engage in with, in a joyful and loving way. Isn't that what you want?
It is what I want.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's where you live. That's where you focus on. That's what you breathe. That's what you connect with your love place. Got it?
Yes. So simple. Thank you.
Yeah, it is, guys. It is simple. Yay! Yay!
Yay
for that statement. It's simple. Creation is simple. Thank you, Jen. Oh, Miss Kelly, you found us. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi. So glad to talk to you. I'm going to be retiring soon. I've been in my place of work for, I'll start 35 years in March. I love my house, but I have a mortgage that I'm not sure that I'll be able to afford. So I was wondering, I've been racking my brain on what I need to do or where I can go. And I was wondering if Spirit had any place or destination for me to check out, for me to explore.
Before they give you any information about that, they want to remind you that wherever you go, there you are.
Yes.
Okay. So there's one thing that you have to get into alignment before you go anywhere.
Okay.
Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, Kelly. Any movie that pops into your mind.
I Remember Mama.
Okay, so what did Mama tell you about being able to follow your dreams and go anywhere you want?
Pretty much that. Just, you know, wherever, go where you feel comfortable and where it feels like home. But that's where I feel like here. Like when you talk about your love place, I think of my house.
Okay, well, until you know that your love place is within you, Kelly, okay?
Uh-huh.
And you can take it with you, then any place you go will be your home. Are you with me?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so your home isn't a completion of who you are. You complete yourself, and then you find a home that matches. Now.
I get that part, but I'm just, I don't know if, I mean, I'm usually pretty comfortable no matter where I am, but I just don't
know.
Like I said, I'm
comfortable where it's warm.
You're
more comfortable where it's warm.
Okay. That was my question. Stay put or go southwest?
Okay. Well, there's your answer. But you knew that, didn't you?
Well, yeah, it's been in the brain pan for a while. You know, it's just been knocking around in there. It's just, you know.
I do know. I certainly do know. That's how we gear ourselves up to do what we're calling ourselves to do. Okay. But again, when you know that you are complete anywhere and everywhere you live,
mm-hmm.
then you're going to be happy anywhere you live. And the channel says a warmer climate really makes you happy. Not that you can't be happy in a colder climate.
I think my sinuses would be happier someplace drier.
That's a true statement, Kelly. That's a true statement.
Great.
However, now let's dive into this a little bit more. Stuff with sinuses is usually around grief. So what are you, is that the highest word? Yes. What are you in grief about? Do you have a daughter?
No, I don't have any kids, but
there's a female.
Yeah, a female? Well, yeah, my sister. My sister died a year ago.
Yeah.
But we had been very close for all of our lives, and then things happened and we drifted apart.
Yeah,
but
well,
I feel her around me.
Yes, and you are feeling some grief around that. So just consciously deal with your grief. Know that she decided to move on. Nobody leaves without choice.
Mm-hmm.
From the information I'm getting right now, she's kind of helping you with this move. She'd like to go with you to more of a southern climate also. Okay.
Well, when I move, I'll make sure and take her.
Well, she said she'll beat you there, but she'll meet you there. Oh, God,
that's
I love my channel sometimes.
That's
all right, you got your
cook.
Answer.
Thank you so much, Dee. I appreciate
you bet.
It.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We're going to Joanne in Connecticut. Whoops, I didn't get Kelly off. Hold on a minute. I don't know what's going on. There we go. Sometimes the switchboard just has a mind of its own. Joanne in Connecticut, you're on.
Thank you, Dee. I just want to start with thanking you. We had a private session about a year ago. And I was having a lot of difficulty in my marriage because we were on two different sides of the aisle and things were heating up. And I worked on acceptance. That was the word you told me to do the breathing exercise with. And I can't even tell you we're in such a different place. I'm actually happy. Really, really, really happy.
Oh, my God. How wonderful to hear, Joanne. Good for you for doing the work.
Yeah. I mean, it really was coming down to when we were selling the house, are we moving back together or are we moving apart? So it was that intense. And I did the work and I stayed with it because it was not easy sometimes.
But
you know,
it gets easier, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And then D, miraculously, he has changed.
Well, yes, now, because you've changed.
Yeah. Yeah, he has changed. So, and I've changed, absolutely. But I'm just happy. Thank you. That was the thank you.
You are welcome.
So my question today is, I was able to manifest selling our home very quickly, kind of
Yippee.
Shockingly. Yes, but we had no, now I'm looking for a place to go. And interestingly enough, I keep manifesting houses that they accept my offer and I get inspections. And then once the inspection happens, find out that there's mold or there's termites or something that I'm not willing to get involved with. So, and I also realized today that instead of saying, I am the God of me who creates, I've been saying, I am the God of me who is creating. So that's kind of putting it further out there, right? The terminology is really important.
That's true. But what you just expressed was a belief that everything that you want to create, there has to be some negative involved with it. And that's the belief you want to tackle. See,
okay.
if you if you look back around what you said, every house you put it, there's something wrong. So I find what I want, and then there's something wrong. And then I find something else that I want, and then there's something wrong. So that's a thread that runs through all of them, right?
Right.
And through other places in your life, the channel is saying. So there's a core belief that says when I value myself, I have to abandon myself. This is the way a belief like that can express itself in our lives. By I'm going to value myself and create what I want, and then I have to attach some negative to it so that I either have to pay for it or I have to struggle to get it, or I have to remind myself I'm not worthy to have exactly everything I want. And I think, yes, I don't think that is the statement that the channel is giving you, is I create exactly what I want right now. Now, be clear then about what you want, guys. If you're saying I am the God of me that creates exactly what I want right now, you better know what you want. So what you want is, let's just get clear, is a home, a living space, where everything is in balance with health and wellness, because those are the things you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not unusual to have something that you need to repair before you move into a home that somebody else has been in. Also, Joanne.
Oh, I understand that. And I understand, but the level of mold and the level of termites is so excessive that,
I
wasn't willing to compromise. The other thing I realized is the concept. I'm in the Northeast right now, and I don't know if you've been watching, I'm sure in California too, the real estate market has just changed so many different ways. So in one day, there's like 12 offers on one house. So I have in my mindset the competing, like I'm competing and I don't want to have to compete.
Okay, stop, everybody. So she just said what she doesn't want. I don't want to have to compete. So what do you want?
I want to create.
But let's take it. I don't want to have to create. So if you, I mean, compete. So if you don't want to have to compete, what do you want?
That's a good question. You're right. That just
counts
everything.
See, the universe is going, if you could just get clear, Joanne. All right, you don't want to compete. So you want to create everything that you want in this healthy home easily and joyfully into completion. Isn't that what you want?
Yeah.
Okay. So then you take what you want and you go, I am creating, and you repeat what we just said. Now, right now in this moment, I'm creating the perfect home that I love, that is filled with health and wellness and so easy to move into. Boom, I put my payment down. It's done. We're on our way.
Okay.
Now, there's a little tiny bit of you that doesn't think that's possible. So whenever you're directing that daily or doing the breathing around it, make sure you add the word now. I'm creating this now. Okay?
Yes. And there was a little tiny piece of me when I did started the acceptance that wasn't believing it either. But now I do. So I know I can do this too.
Well, yeah. And the acceptance comes before the proof, Joanne. You know that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Just checking. Just checking. You're welcome, baby. Okay. I don't have a name here, but I keep getting told to come here. All right, 317-910, you're on. Who is this, please?
Julie?
Yep. Hi.
Hi. Wow. Okay. Hi, how are you, Dee?
I'm pretty fabulous. As are you. What's your question?
Okay. Anyway,
well, you had your hand up.
I did, but like your friend did not actually talk to me to, so I wasn't expecting to. Yes.
Okay.
So, wow. Okay. What do I need to get into alignment to have perfect health?
The very first thing that came in is to love yourself more. Boy,
okay. The
channel is saying you judge yourself and monitor yourself and am I doing it right? Am I doing it the best? You're putting a lot of pressure on yourself. Is that true?
Yeah, I guess that's probably true.
Well, you either are or you aren't. So are you...
Well, I just feel like I can't, given my health situation, I can't just do nothing. In doing a lot of different things, I must be putting a lot of judgment on myself.
Well, but you're put... Okay, so this is the enigma and the challenge. You want to take action... But you want to take action from a place of knowing that your creation is in place as soon as you ask. So can you feel into the difference, guys, between trying to get rid of cancer so that you feel better and focusing on the joy and love of beautiful health? Can you feel the different vibration in that?
I can, yes.
Okay. That's what they're talking about. And we go back to the very, very first caller. You don't want to create from your old stories. And your old stories go up to this morning. So... if there's a sickness, the more you can love yourself, make yourself choose to laugh, give yourself reasons to laugh, give yourself as much joy as you can, get up every morning and go, all right, today I love me. What four things do I want to do for me today that are going to tell me I love me even more? The more your body responds. The Health and Wellness Summit, we went over all this stuff with a fine-tooth comb. And all of the scientists have proven that the more you live in love, the more your DNA changes. And the state of health is restored. Okay? So science is saying that, God's saying it, spirituality is saying that, Buddha's saying it, Peter Pan says it, Wizard of Oz says it, E.T. said it. Put in your hearts and live in love if you want more health. Okay, baby?
Okay. Thank you, Dee.
You bet. So, so, so important, and it's sometimes kind of an enigma. You know, kind of an enigma. All right, Nancy, what question do you have, honey?
Hi. Well, hi. I'm retired and from Pennsylvania, and I went south to ended up right now in Texas. And what I'm learning, and I extended it another 2 months at this rental condo, sometimes because I want to be ownership free. I don't want to own anything, but I have a suggestion to, like, if people want to move and they don't really want to know where to go, to rent an apartment for a year, downsize, move the least amount of items in a new apartment and really explore the area and then start choosing a house if they even want the big expense of a house and a yard, because I don't want any yard stuff. So that's just a suggestion to those of us retired.
Yeah, I think that's a really good suggestion. You know, it's one thing to, like, visit Portland, Oregon in the summertime when it's beautiful. It's quite another thing to visit Portland during the fall and winter months where it rains almost every day.
Exactly.
It's a whole different experience.
Really, yeah. The four seasons makes a difference.
Yep.
Even with traffic. Even with traffic.
Yep.
Okay,
for sure.
But now that I'm, you know, retired biologist, loved it, and I keep getting called to make a film. So I have, like, a movie business question for you. Is there a way to make a film, even with my iPhone, and get it put on the big theater screen? Is that even a possibility? How would I?
No. However, you could make a movie with your iPhone and then submit it to a studio as your presentation so that they could buy it and shoot it in a bigger way.
They could take what I did and reformat it so it's clear on the big screen?
Well, they would reshoot it. But what you would be doing is filming a presentation of what you want them to do. Do you understand?
But I don't want them to do anything except take what I do. I'm going to be the only character in it with puppets and dolls and E.T. dolls and Smurf dolls and Olaf dolls.
Well, your
and I want
question,
to be like a
Nancy,
ventriloquist.
Your question was, will they put an iPhone film on the big screen? The answer right now is no.
Okay.
That the technology has to be more sophisticated if it's going to be released on the big screen. So that's
and
your answer, baby.
What would be the simplest way they could film me being spontaneous and just me the character from my...
Well, that means a crew traveling with you. Camera guy. Well, I understand that's what
you don't want. One location. One
location. I understand that's what you don't want, sweetheart. But I'm telling you, asked me from an acting point of view, that's what it would take. That's why they're suggesting to you to do it yourself and then turn it in as an idea that somebody who has enough financing can come in and take it over as a higher profile project.
Even though I want to just repeat the same presentation in bigger format?
That's correct.
Okay.
You're going to need somebody to partner with when you get it to the bigger state. All right, baby. Thank you. Thank you. Sorry, I have to move on. Michael, you're up. What's up, babe?
Hey, how you doing, Dee?
I'm good.
Signed up for your next webinar.
Oh, goody.
I'd like your ideas on what I could do for my autistic daughter.
Michael, the first thing that came in is listen to her more.
Really?
Now, that means listen to her energetically. And
okay.
The words they're giving me is, what is she screaming out for? Because she's trying. Well, that's the highest knowing. She's trying to teach both of you something, but all you're hearing is chaos. See if you can tune into the vibration that she's yelling with, that high vibration. Do you understand?
I'm writing it down and I'm going to study it. I'm not certain I understand it.
Well, don't understand it. Go to your heart and just hold the intention of understanding and deciphering the highest message that she is coming forward to bring to you. Can you give us some help? Hold on. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie here, please.
Oh, a movie. The Longest Day.
Okay, which is about what? In one sentence.
It's about D-Day in World War II, the invasion of Europe.
Yeah. Okay. So she's talking to you both about fear.
Ah.
And fear's the highest word. Yeah, I'm getting my big yes. And then they're giving me the phrase, we have nothing to fear but fear itself, which of course is a World War II quote. And she is asking you to please not be in fear for her.
Aha. Aha.
Yeah, there's nothing to be in fear for her. She's living the experience she chose to live in this lifetime for a reason. She is dealing with a lot of higher vibrations than we are, but she doesn't know how to channel them. Have you seen Resident Alien, Michael?
I don't recognize that title.
Well, it's a new show. It's a comedy. It's funny about this alien that gets, and he has to take on this physical form, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's trying to learn how to take on the physicality of this world.
But in order to
do that, she has to lower her vibration, and she doesn't want to do that.
That kid gets on Google Earth, and she finds her grandparents' home and the neighborhood and other neighborhoods in Madrid. How did she do that? We didn't even show it to her. She found all this by herself. And, you know, for those things she's really interested in, primarily kids' shows and songs, she's unmatched. She's singing songs in foreign languages.
Well, yeah. Yeah, and yet we try to take them and mold them into what's acceptable on this plane with our understanding. And that's not our job. Our job is to allow her to be the creation of herself.
Ah, okay.
Okay? And that's the greatest way you can help her, is when she starts yelling, and I'm serious about that, sit back, close your eyes, take a breath, try and tune into that vibration. Okay, baby?
Yeah, it's something about joy.
Well, and
joy,
also
joy in the
about,
moment.
And also about not having to save other people, guys. there's a great law of non-interference, okay, which I will talk more about. I'm going to get it out. It's one of the laws of conceptology that was the first practice I studied. And I want to go back and review it. There's this place on my block. Well, it's a couple of blocks away on my walk, but in my neighborhood. And all of a sudden, it looks like squatters are living there. And I thought I should call the health department and have them come out. Maybe somebody died and somebody's just moved into the house. And I keep hearing non-interference. So I have to, before I talk more about that, I have to get clearer about that.
Sure.
About what the channel, because sometimes it's a true statement, you need to interfere. Most of the time, we need to back off and let energy create itself the way it's being called to create itself. And you see that going on, you know, a lot in politics and what's happening with the QAnon and all that. I'm going to judge you. Well, I'm going to judge you. Well, then I'm going to judge you more. And it's not going to get us anywhere.
Yeah, I quit watching TV. So I can't deal with all that stuff. I need to be focused on something higher energy.
Yeah.
I watch only what I absolutely have to.
You know, because I do so much work for the collective, I get most of my information off the news feed on the computer, and then I just sit there and I balance everything. And the more we can do to help that, the more we're doing our part. All right, Michael, thank you.
I thank you very much.
Karen, I literally have 2 minutes. Can I take your question real quick?
Oh, Dee, no, I'm vibrating. What a show. What an insight. It's the beauty that Michael revealed of for these children. I'm speechless.
Oh, you don't have a...
Exploding.
Oh, well, what a lovely way to end the show with just some love. Thank you, Karen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Love you too, sweetheart. All righty, let's say it together. Say it loud and say it proud. I love me. Come on, I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.